Yo guys, I hope you are well. It's been a while. We've just been busy. Again, we say this every single time, but unfortunately this podcast is not something that kind of puts food on the table. It's something we kind of turn to just to get our message across to a lot of people. Again, the podcast does really well when we put the episodes out. I think we're on 27,000 or something listens now. So we know people listen to it. But to be honest, we just struggle a little bit to get them done. We've said this before, but when we was in the studio, we used to have it all set up, so it was dead easy just to, if we had 5 minutes, just to press play, record, and it was done. Now, being at Pure Gym, we don't really have a space. It's all in the bag, so we have to get everything out. It's a little bit of out of mind, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing. Now, being in Pure Gym, and again, we was only talking about this before, but we're obviously a couple, but we don't really get to see each other in Pure Gym because we're both busy. We both do shifts. We both PT. We're both trying to grow our business. So not only do we not get time to do the podcast, we don't really get time to see each other as a couple as much anymore. So we had a chat about this before, and we've got things in place obviously to help us to grow, but basically, my message is we do like doing these podcasts, but we just struggle a little bit to get them in as consistent as we would like, as we used to. But when something comes across, like today, a question that got asked, I sometimes think, oh yeah, well, if one person's asked this, then obviously there'll be a lot of people wondering. So I thought, yeah, I'll jump on, and I've got about 10 minutes, so I thought I'll record one before I go and sit on my laptop, do my check-ins, and get ready to, yeah, start the week. Obviously, Jones is not here. She's actually on shift at the minute. She's got a busy Monday today. And I don't think she would. She might listen to this. Maybe just scan through the first bit. So I don't think she'll get this far into it. But I am super proud. Like, I'm super, super proud of her and how she's doing. When we kind of went over to Pure Gym, even though I had not done it for 10 years, I did it and then went away, ran 3 gyms before I went back. I was a little bit nervous going back because obviously I didn't know what I was kind of going back into. It was a whole new ball game for me. I think I am the most experienced PT in Pure Gym, but I was starting back at the bottom. I didn't go in with like an ego or anything. I just went in, watched who was doing well, and thought, right, this is what I've got to do. Kind of the stuff I already knew, like putting the time in, being the main one, making sure I got my message across, making sure like I spoke to as many people as I could. And that's what I did. When I was in my interview, obviously I asked if we could get an interview for Lee, explain that she's really good at like what she does, etc. And I think she'd tell you herself, she was a little bit nervous going in. She had a little bit of imposter syndrome. Was that the right one? I think so. Where she didn't think she was as good as what she might struggle a little bit. And I've said this plenty of times. We're like, as long as she just didn't change and she just was who she was, did her time, then everything would fall into place. And it is. She's doing really well. Like, again, super, super. I do tell her this, but I am super, super proud of her. And it's amazing to see her like grow from day to day, week to week. And don't get me wrong, and again, we've had this discussion. This happens to me as well. This job comes with ups and downs, and you need to have like thick skin, because you can have the best week ever, and then the next week it is horrendous. Clients obviously leave for whatever reason, like not even anything with your program, just personal reasons. Having a PT is a bit of a luxury. It's something that a lot of people need. Would massively benefit from investing in, because obviously it's our health, we get one shot, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I'm super proud of her. I've kind of rambled on for 4 minutes, so I've not even told you what I'm going to talk about today. So one of the main things that people are overweight, it's probably the main thing, is that people are overweight, people are carrying too much body fat because you eat too much. You consume way too many calories for what your body needs. You don't move enough, so you don't burn it off, so it gets stored as body fat. And not in a week, not in a month, it takes time. But basically, that's what it is. You consume too much food for what your body needs. You don't move enough to burn it, so it just gets stored as body fat. And then over time, before you know it, you've gained a stone. Maybe go and do a diet again, lose a couple of pounds, then gain another stone, lose a couple of pounds. And then before you know it, it's been four years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever it is, 10 years' time. And you're sitting wearing bigger clothes. You've gone up dress sizes. You no longer have that lean body that you had years and years ago. You're overweight, excess body fat, bingo wings, back fat, all that kind of stuff, whatever name you want to call it. It's not because, and so for some it is, that you've not been in the gym and you've not moved. But for a lot of people, you go to the gym anyway. You just, your food is not in a great place. And you can train every single day, but if your food's not in a great place, you're going to gain weight. You can run every single day, but if you're consume too much food for what your body needs, that excess food will just get stored as body fat, and that's what happens. You need to find out where your deficit is, stay in the deficit to lose weight. But someone asked me before, like, why do people eat? Like, why do people overeat? What is it that... What's the reason that people eat? What's the main reasons of why people eat? And this is usually like a tailored conversation to, like, this is why I think that you eat, to the person in front of me, of why you're unhealthy. This is what we need to work on. But obviously I'm talking to a microphone. But basically there's five main reasons, and you could call these blast. So if If you remember this word BLAST, so BLAST, it's usually one of these five reasons of why people pick, why people overconsume on calories, why people are not in a good place health-wise. B, meaning bored. How many people go home after work, get in front of the TV and just eat? Don't even, before you know it, you've destroyed hundreds, if not thousands of calories just because you were bored. Habits have changed, routine has changed from work, you just sat on the couch and you pick. This happens to a lot of people. Then you've got lonely. Lonely is another one, a massive, really popular one, that people eat and they turn to food as an emotion because they are lonely. Then you've got angry. Some people will eat, and that emotion of anger, they will try to depress that, or they'll try to get rid of that with food. That it'll be the mechanism, the go-to. When they're angry, they'll eat or overconsume on calories, maybe alcohol or whatever it is. Then you've got stressed. Stress is another one. Some people will, like myself, when you're stressed, you don't eat, undereat, don't turn to food. And then obviously you've got the ones we were talking about, is they'll turn to food. Food is the comfort thing. When they're stressed, they'll overeat. And then the last one is tired. Obviously, when you're tired, energy is low, so your body will naturally go looking for food to get that in, to then create energy to make you feel better. And when it turns to energy, or turns to food for energy, it's not going to be turned into veg. It's not going to be turned into foods what you would class as healthy. It's going to be turned into what you would call, or what you would class as junk food, fast food, sugar, chocolate. And again, these are not bad foods, because you can have sugar and chocolate every single day and still lose weight. But that's one of the emotions. So when someone is tired, they'll turn to food. And they're basically your five main reasons. There's obviously, you can go deeper into every single section of that, of like why you're lonely. And then you can break down to find out exactly where this starts. And then you can tackle that situation with different methods and different skills. Kind of stuff that I learned in my CBT course. To try and help that person out of that by creating different habits and lifestyles, behaviors around food. But when someone comes to me and they say they struggle with food, and you basically can usually pull them out of those five. Again, you can train all you want, but if you're turning to food as comfort, it's very unlikely that you're turning to healthy food as comfort. And then this way, it is very easy to overconsume on those foods. And if you're not moving as much, your body then would just store it as fat. So nice and quick today. Again, I've only got 35 seconds. Jones has actually just messaged me. But those five: blast, bored, lonely, angry, stressed, tired. If you are overeating and you're wondering why, maybe have a little think. Are you currently going through one of those? If you are, if you need some help, come on Instagram, drop me a message at the Fat Loss Coach, or Fat Loss Coach, sorry, not Nola. Drop me a message. You can put blast if you want, just so I know where the or podcast or whatever. Just open a conversation with me. Let's have a chat. Even if I give you 5 minutes on a Zoom call or whatever it is, it's pretty easy to kind of help someone to get started. I'm not going to try and sell you a program or anything like that, unless you want and you are ready to do a program. I have online programs, in-person programs for the people in Warrington who come to Pure Gym. My Reviving 5 program is changing lives. I can happily say that. It is worldwide. I can happily and honestly say that. But if you are ready to get results, if you are struggling and you don't just want, not just a personal trainer, but you don't just want a personal trainer, you need a nutritionist, you need someone who has done the counselling stuff to help with the behaviours around food and the habits, then drop me a message. I will happily give you some time. Let's have a chat. Let's see what you struggle with, and let's see, can we get you a plan to get you moving forward? We will be back soon. I will get it back soon. But whatever you're up to, wherever you are, enjoy the rest of your day.